It's great to have you with us again today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line, and we're continuing to talk about forgiveness and the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And in particular, we continue on talking about forgiveness in a very specific manner. And I want you to get your Bibles out, if I could today, to Ephesians 1:7. We're going to read a passage we've read a couple times in our devotions. And I want to put some things into your remembrance and as well to maybe reawaken some of your spiritual senses. It's March 11th, 2014. Glad to have you with us here. Ephesians 1:7. In him, that's Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, looking at this statement from the Word of God about the blood of Jesus, we look at a couple different things. One, the fact that he has redeemed us through his blood. Two, that we are forgiven. So one, we're redeemed and brought back to God. Two, we're personally forgiven and cleansed. And the third thing, which we're going to discuss a bit today, is the riches of his grace, in that we are reminded of and we should testify and continue always appropriating the fact of accessing his grace in a daily measure when necessary in our spiritual lives, going to the mercy seat of God, the throne of grace, in time of need, when we have stumbled or failed or regressed in our spiritual walk, or just to remind ourselves and refresh our relationship with Christ, because it's in him we have victory. It's abiding in him and in his grace that the efficacious nature of redemption takes place. In the Old Testament, we've discussed before the hyssop and how it was used to apply the blood. And we need to remember that we need to apply the word in our daily lives. And we need to apply the word at times perpetually when we have stumbled, and go before the throne of grace and ask God to reapply the blood to our lives where there is need or necessity. So we abide in him without any fault, without any deception, without any hindrance whatsoever to our walking in harmony with the Lord, and to walk in the fullness of his provisions. Too many times we do not appropriate that blood, we do not take that hyssop and use it accordingly and testify of the goodness of God, and we cannot speak the claim of walking and abiding in him, because we have stumbled or fallen, and we have not reassessed ourselves spiritually. And so we're going on yesterday's grace or yesterday's blessing, but it's not appropriate for today. And there are also times when we need to testify of the goodness of God, and that we are a child of God, and that we abide in his forgiveness and mercy, even when Satan tries to tell us that we have sinned when we know we haven't. When he tries to put guilt on us when God has already forgiven us of whatever's happened 2-3 days ago, because we've already appropriated the grace of God and we've applied the hyssop. Amen. These two things we have to remember. One, we need to go daily before the throne of grace in time of need, as the scripture says, and allow the God of heaven to minister and refresh our relationship with him, abiding in Christ. Second of all, we need to remind the enemy of who we are in Christ Jesus when he tries to bring accusation against us, which God has already forgiven us of. And he doesn't want us to take up the old garbage again and try to throw it back at him and say, Lord, please forgive me. He doesn't know what you're talking about. Because, as we've mentioned before, he chooses to forget and throw those sins that he's already forgiven you about into the sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't know what you're talking about. You know, it's not like this world that keeps record of everything and, you know, reminds you so many times of what you've done wrong or has it on record. God doesn't. He doesn't keep account of that. When you walk with him and abide in him and serve him, transparent and open before the throne of God and his eyes of love that want to receive you, because he sees it all anyway. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I apply it with the hyssop of my personal testimony by understanding who I am in Christ as I refresh my relationship with you. Your blood has made a difference for me. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus, I am victorious. And my house has been applied with the blood. And Satan has no permit, has no ability to do anything to me today. Because I am in Christ. And my house is covered by the blood. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, and I thank you for the victories that you've granted me. I thank you for the mercy you've shown me. I thank you for the love you've expressed to me. I thank you, Lord, for the times that I have faltered, and you've picked me back up, and I've got back going, and how powerful the blood has been in its grace and application in helping me to walk strong and victorious in you, and also my brothers and sisters in Christ, and to go forward. I don't want to turn back. I don't want to look back. There's been enough of that too many times in my life. Lord, help me to reach out to you today, to remind myself of the testimony, and to consider the mercy of God. In Jesus' name, amen. So remind yourself today of what? One, I'm not going to let Satan continue to throw things at me, and I'm going to testify of the goodness of God and the blood of Jesus and what it's done for me. Two, I'm going to apply the hyssop as well, but through the grace of God, when I go and approach him and allow him to minister to me, so I do not find myself just holding on to that which I know has been a transgression to God. So I'm going to refresh my relationship if necessary, and I'm going to remind Satan if necessary of the goodness of Jesus and what the blood has done for me. Amen. We need to testify of the goodness of God. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line. If you need to reach us at the ministry, please email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's cgmfinc.weebly.com. Great to have you with us today. Have a wonderful day in Jesus.